Okay. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you a question, and you should answer with a complete sentence.
Okay.
For example, if I say the price of a train ticket is $5, right?
No. Okay, no, the price of the train ticket is $20.
Great. So please be sure to use complete sentences in your question.
Okay.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, we can take the bus to New York City.
What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of a bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No, the price of bus ticket is $11. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, we can go shopping in Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
We can watch foreign movies in the West Village. No, we can't. Most of the movie we watch are foreign movies in West Village.
Thank you. Could you please...
Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is the Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above the street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above the 11th Avenue.
Thank you. Is the High Line Park above street level?
Yes, the High Line Park is up street level.
And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, the High Line Park extends from the 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in the northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden, too.
Thank you. The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, the cloisters is a part of the Metropolitan Museum.
And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, the Cloisters locate in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
Thank you. The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, the American continent consists of North and South America. No, the Rocky Mountains locate at the North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other line, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane.
Thank you. A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes, a solid line means the cars cannot cross to the other lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
Thank you. Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Yes, wildlife are more frequently found in rural areas.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, agriculture is the main source of income in rural areas.